I think that's the perfect way to talk about this. But his point is that if we look at this, we can see that this is a sign of God's divine judgment on our company, on our country, because that's exactly what it is. It's God's judgment on us. Well, who wanted to kill Henry Kissinger? These are newly released FBI files. Now, they've not released the FBI files about who wants to kill JFK.
I have an alibi.
You weren't even born yet. Yeah. These go back to the 70s. Now, I was around, but I'm not a part of these files, I got to say. A lot of strange threats against the former Secretary of State's safety, says Reason. So a lot of people wanted Kissinger dead and made no secret about it. He says one person, travel journalist Anthony Bourdain, said, once you've been to Cambodia, you'll never stop wanting to beat Henry Kissinger to death with your bare hands. Referring to his role in the U.S. bombing of Cambodia and then his satisfaction when the Khmer Rouge took power after that. And we all know what happened with that genocide that was there. Kissinger became the face of U.S. proxy warfare in the 1970s. He became the face of ruthless Machiavellian geopolitics as well. However, most of the threats that the FBI was worried about didn't come from progressives like Bourdain. Much of the file is concerned with cold warriors who thought that Kissinger wasn't hawkish enough, that he was possibly a traitor. The files also shine a light on the FBI's intense surveillance penetration of different parts of American society in the 1970s, before there was social media and the internet. I mean, it was a lot harder back then, but they were still watching everybody. They're still listening to everybody. I mean, they had worked out an agreement with the phone services and everything. I mean, you know, they could wiretap anybody. Everyone from gas station managers to church staffers and university students were informing the government about what they saw as a national security issue. So it began with these kind of Stasi snitches, like the East German snitches, you know, snitching on their neighbors. And then once a neighbor had raised the alarm, now the FBI can go through the phone system or do whatever they want to. And as Reason points out, it's a real indictment against the FBI, but it's an even stronger indictment against Americans informing on each other. During Kissinger's so-called shuttle diplomacy between Israel and Egypt in July of 75, a group of Israeli military veterans wrote a series of letters to the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv threatening to kill Adolf Kissinger, they said, for his, quote, guile, trickery, threats, lies, and hate against the Jewish nation. Kissinger was transforming a military victory into a diplomatic defeat, they said. So he was hated by pretty much everybody. And for valid reasons. they said on the FBI files are a cross-section of the types of Americans who like to inform on their neighbors. Some of the threats in the files were clearly empty words, but members of the public found it necessary to get the authorities involved anyway. A few cranks even snitched on themselves, writing their threats directly to the government officials. Really, human nature hasn't changed. But what has changed is the technology has weaponized this to a new level. Now, here's what Reason misses as they look at all this stuff about Kissinger. In my opinion, Kissinger was president. He was the first globalist president. He was the guy who managed everything. And, of course, he was followed by another globalist president, Brzezinski. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who essentially ran the Carter White House. Kissinger also, and I say that he was a global president, he was the one who opened up China. That happened during the Nixon administration, but it was Kissinger, I believe, that was running the entire show. Certainly, everything that had to do with geopolitics. Maybe he let Nixon decide what the speed limit on the interstates is going to be. Henry, what did I do? I don't know, Mr. President, go with a double nickel, 55. He was a globalist tool, and he turned China into a globalist tool. Look, he was the guy who held court at Bilderberg, pretty much, you know, from its inception to his death. He was at the epicenter of all these globalist things, but he made China the cat's paw, the beta test site, all these other, for depopulation, population control, for control and surveillance of the population with all of these different things that have been put there, and to transfer our economy to China. It was a Machiavellian, a cynical Machiavellian politician who is playing these games with everybody. He had absolutely nothing but contempt for the common man. He was the essence of Bilderberg. You know, our government is not Jeffersonian. You know, some people said, well, everybody wants to believe that America is, the reality, a lot of people say, well, it's thoroughly Hamiltonian with a thin veneer of Jeffersonianism, right? Hamilton wanted a strong central government, central bank, centralized control. Jefferson was against all that. He was for individual liberty. So we keep that veneer, we label it that way, but the reality is it's all about centralized control. But the reality is our government's not Jeffersonian or Hamiltonian, it's Machiavellian. It's Machiavellian because of people like Kissinger, people like Zbigniew Brzezinski. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Henry Kissinger, oh, I'm missing you. You're the doctor of my dream. With your crinkly hat and your glassy stir and your Machiavellian schemes.
Of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.